Third pack of chulin, second Mishnah. Eluk sheves bebeima. These are damages to the animal, but it's still kosher. Nikva gogeres. If the windpipe only has a hole in it, but it was not severed, it is kosher. Osha nistaka means it had a crack in it, but a vertical crack. In other words, from the top of the bottom of the pipe, and then the slice of the pipe. Ad kama tefza, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, oime, ad ki isra talki. How much can, when it has a hole in it, and it won't be treif? Shem Galil says, ki isra talki. It's like a hole, a certain coin. That's what we paskin. Yeah. We measured by, if you cut the pipe, the majority of the area of the cut, that circle, is, if it's a hole that big on the side, then it's a treif. Nivrusa ha-gogelet v'nodikim krub shel moyach. Something missing in a skull, but the membranes on the brain are intact, it's not a treif. In other words, a person can survive missing pieces of a skull. As a matter of fact, in ancient times, they used to make a surgery to eliminate pressure on the head to make a hole in the skull. And they found skulls that had that hole and it grew back, so obviously he survived. Yeah. There's a partial hole in the heart, but didn't go all the way through and through. Nishvira ashidra lenifsik achutshalo. The shidra is broken and the chut remained intact. In other words, the vertebrae are broken and the chut is intact. Nitla kovet v'nishtar ha-menekezayis. As we mentioned before, that even though the kovet was removed, as long as one kezayis worth of the kovet remained, it's alright. Now, where this kezayis has to be, that is a discussion in the poskim. It has to be in the area near the gallbladder, and near the area where it's connected to the liver is connected to the body. Hence the basic question: Nikva zelatel ze. If, like we said before, these two evorim, hollow evorim, where the food goes through, there's an area which they're connected to one another. So if they have a hole in the fashion, they're connected to one another, and it's not, the food is not going out of the digestive system. It's all right. Nitla atchu. The spleen is removed. It can still survive, and it's not a treifa. Nitlu hakloyos, if the kidneys were removed, is not a treifa. Nitel lechi atachton, if the bottom jaw was removed, is not a treifa. Nitel emshelo, if its womb was taken, uterus was removed, it is not a treifa. Charusi b'dei shemayim. Chusa means it was scared and it caused the lungs to collapse. So if it happened, b'dei shemayim, it's something that gets back again. It heard a thunder or some animal scared it, then it's kosher because it gets back to himself. It was the Adam, well, it says that he saw an animal being shechted and that caused it to shrink, then there's a whole discussion under what conditions it's treifa or not. Agluda means that its skin was removed, its hide was removed, even so it's not a treifa. According to Rabbi Meir, Machshava Chom Poislim, Chom say that it is a treifa if all of the skin was removing. Now, even according to Chachom, if a certain amount of the hide was removed, it's still kosher, but you have to have a third of a tefach on the stomach area and at the Rosh Evarim, at the end of its limbs, and on its spine, on the entire area of the spine. So, because according to the Chachom, if all the skin was removed, it's a treifel, but if a large amount of what was removed and in the central areas it remained, it's not a treifel.